President-elect Donald Trump continued to stock his cabinet in quick fashion over the weekend, and as travel cranks up before Thanksgiving, stormy weather might hamper some people's plans. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, November 25, 2024. Over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump rounded out his cabinet selections. He picked several names to fill key roles in his second administration. Trump selected Brooke Rollins as the Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins served under Trump in his first term, first as the Assistant to the President for Intergovernmental and Technology Initiatives, and then later as the Acting Director of the Domestic Policy Council. Rollins, a Texas lawyer, is currently the President and CEO of the America First Policy Institute, a conservative think tank consisting of former Trump staff members. As Agriculture Secretary, Rollins would oversee the 10,000 employees of the USDA and be only the second woman to lead this department. Trump also chose hedge fund manager Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary. Bessent is the founder of investment firm Key Square Capital Management and has recently become one of Trump's top economic advisors. He is a former protege of Democratic donor George Soros and was once the chief investment officer of Soros Fund Management. As Treasury Secretary, Bessent would oversee Trump's tax policies and the nation's sanctions programs. The president-elect named former NFL player and Texas Congressman Scott Turner to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development. During Trump's first term, Turner served as the first executive director of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council. Turner is currently the chair for the Center for Education Opportunity at America First Policy Institute. President-elect Trump also announced his choices for three top health positions. Marty Makary, a Johns Hopkins surgeon and a member of the National Academy of Medicine, has been tapped to lead the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. In this role, Makary would oversee the FDA's $7 billion budget and report to Trump's pick for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Former Florida Congressman Dr. Dave Weldon is Trump's pick to be director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Weldon is a physician and Army veteran who served in the House from 1995 to 2009. Finally, Trump picked Dr. Jeanette Nishiwat to be the next U.S. Surgeon General. The doctor is a Fox News contributor and the medical director of CityMD, a network of urgent centers in New York and New Jersey. All of these positions will need Senate confirmation. As reports indicate, a ceasefire deal between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah could soon become a reality. The countries traded deadly and destructive strikes. Monday morning, November 25th, reports said Hezbollah attacked Galilee from Lebanon, while Israel continued to focus on the Lebanese capital of Beirut. The latest round of attacks started with an Israeli strike on Beirut Saturday night, November 23rd, that left more than 24 people dead, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. Hezbollah responded to that strike by launching more than 200 rockets and drones at Israel, marking one of the heaviest bombardments of Israel since fighting intensified in September. Israel said its goal is to return tens of thousands of people home who evacuated from the northern part of the country due to rocket attacks by Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks on Beirut have led the Lebanese Education Ministry to postpone school there until January. On Sunday, November 24th, the European Union's foreign policy chief said a U.S. ceasefire proposal was awaiting final approval from Israel. At least one person is dead after a DHL cargo plane crashed while approaching an airport in Lithuania's capital Monday morning. Officials said the plane split into pieces, then skidded for a few hundred feet into a nearby home. The flight had taken off from Germany and crashed around 5:30 a.m. local time while approaching its final destination in Vilnius, Lithuania. Officials said the person who was killed was a member of the flight crew but was not a pilot. Three other people on board were injured. Nobody on the ground got hurt. Officials said at least 12 people had to be evacuated from the home. Investigators are looking into the cause of the crash and have not yet ruled out it being an act of terrorism. As Thanksgiving travel ramps up, another round of wintry weather is expected to cause some issues. In California, where two bodies were recovered from floodwaters on Saturday, authorities are bracing for more downpours while still dealing with flooding and landslides from last week's bomb cyclone. On top of that, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada through Tuesday, November 26th, with heavy snow expected at higher elevations and wind gusts potentially reaching 55 miles per hour. That area is expected to get up to 4 feet of snow by Wednesday. November 27th, forecasters said the Midwest and Great Lakes regions will see rain and snow Monday, while the East Coast will feel the effects on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So far, this upcoming weekend is shaping up to have pretty clear conditions for travelers heading home. President Joe Biden will take part in a Thanksgiving tradition at the White House Monday, his final turkey pardon. The two lucky birds getting spared this year are Peach and Blossom from Minnesota. They got to live in the lap of luxury at the famed Willard Intercontinental Washington Hotel near the White House while waiting for their permanent clemency from becoming a Thanksgiving feast. The annual pardon of the turkeys will take place at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The birds will then return to Minnesota to live out their days on a farm. It was a magical weekend at the box office as the movie Wicked proved to be quite popular with audiences. The film, based on the Broadway hit about the Land of Oz before, during, and after Dorothy's famous visit, was number one in North America. It raked in $114 million, making it the third biggest domestic opening of the year. The film, which stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, is now the number one Broadway-to-film adaptation and ranks fourth for the biggest debuts for a musical in history.